So we're leading up to Cornwall Business Week, a very important week in Cornwall, which looks at many facets and is actually quite good fun. And I've got Kim Conchi from the Chamber of Commerce that leads on this week. Kim, so what is actually happening in this coming week?
Well, as you say, it's really good fun, apart from my marketing manager probably disagrees with that and she'll be glad to see the back of it, because it is a very busy week. It is the sort of climax of our year in many ways. We start off on Monday with the launch of the Growth Hub, which is very exciting. And that's the new one-stop shop for the which will be a gateway to the whole plethora of business support which exists in Cornwall. And we really look forward to that being a help to those small businesses who in the past have sort of scratched their head wondering where they should go for finance and for training. Training support and for development and all those other things. So that will really help. Tuesday we have what's become a fairly significant part of Business Week in Cornwall, which is the Finance in Cornwall event, which Francis Clark run at the Lighthouse Cinema in Newquay. That's on Tuesday morning, and that's followed on Tuesday afternoon by the first Profit from Sustainability conference run by the Chamber of Commerce. And there will be talking to an audience, about 80 have booked already, of business people who want to actually understand how the sustainability agenda is good for their business from both a bottom line but also people and planet perspective. So that should be really interesting on Tuesday afternoon. And I feel there are lots of small business owners in Cornwall who perhaps didn't pick up on the messages of sustainability and environmentally sound practices the first time round, and this will be an opportunity for them to catch up from a series of really excellent speakers. Then the big day for us is Wednesday, which is Cornwall Business Fair at the Eden Project. Starts off with a big breakfast at which Mark Duddridge and I are speaking. There's over 100 stands there from every sort of business. You wouldn't believe, I looked through the list the other day and I was surprised myself at just the breadth of businesses we've got here in Cornwall and from beyond actually that are exhibiting there. Last year we had over 2,000 delegates at the fair, and we'll be hoping to beat that again this year. There's a big lunch, which is a lovely Eden sharing platter, which really plays to this sort of collaborative approach, which I like to encourage in Cornwall's business community. Then the fair continues through the afternoon to a pasty and pint event, which is free of charge in the afternoon. So please do try and get along to that. Should be really good fun. And Kerno King is going to be speaking there, actually, partly in his role as Kerno King, but also partly as Ed Rowe, passionate Cornishman, talking about how we empower our young people with the right skills to fit them for the future, which I think is a very exciting one for Cornwall in the 21st century. So that should be really cracking. And then Thursday morning, we've got an event called the Innovation Club, which is very exciting. This year, this month, taking place at St Austell Printing Company. Then Thursday afternoon, I'm taking stock for a minute or two. We're having a Chamber of Commerce strategy meeting before the mayhem of the Cornwall Business Awards on Thursday evening. And then Friday, I'm going home with my tail between my legs.
And you'll be going straight to bed, I imagine.
Well, actually, I've got some friends flying over from Dublin to Newquay, taking advantage of the Dublin-Newquay flight, arriving on Friday afternoon, who, as they're from Dublin, will no doubt be expecting entertaining.
So do you know how much Business Week generates?
It's hard to say, actually, in pound terms, because, as I say, if 2,000 delegates come to a business fair and there are over 100 stands there, first of all, some of those stand holders will be things like solicitors who won't want to divulge if any clients have been sort of signed up there or whatever. And anyway, of commercial confidentiality tells you from a lot of the others that they won't share the amount of work done. And also, more importantly, perhaps, than business conducted on the day is relationships established, which can take months or even years to develop into business. The evidence from around the world when business schools have done analysis of this sort of face-to-face events, and the word networking doesn't really do it justice. This is more than networking. This is about doing business with people you've met and you trust, and relationships established in all sorts of directions. The evidence over long terms by, you know, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Harvard Business School, and our own Ashridge Business Schools, they are hugely influential. But to put a number to it for the Cornwall Business Fair, I couldn't, Matthew.
Okay, so obviously by the end of it, we'll have lots of people hungover, but also a lot of good contacts made.
I'm really hoping so. The evidence is from previous years that that'll be exactly what the case is. And we go on really optimistically. You know, I think the Cornwall economy, which is feeling quite confident at the moment, still got lots of growth, which I think can be achieved. But I think the way the world works these days with flexible working, with home working, with the internet being so important, that this is really going to favour Cornwall's economy over the coming decades.